This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Yet another ruling is expected in the Terri Schiavo case sometime before noon Eastern time today. Ms. Schiavo, of course, is the severely brain-damaged Florida woman who was at the center of a deeply emotional debate over who should decide end-of-life issues and under what conditions. At present, Ms. Schiavo has been without a feeding tube for more than a week at the behest of her husband, Michael. Her parents, Robert and Mary Schindler, report that she is near death. They have exhausted nearly every legal avenue to have the feeding tube reinserted. Today, they're awaiting word from Pinellas Circuit Court Judge George Greer in Florida. They may make yet another appeal to the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals in Atlanta. The Schiavo case has prompted a special session of the U.S. Congress and legislation signed by President Bush and a final appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court. But public opinion polls show that most Americans apparently don't approve of the intervention of elected officials in this case. Andrew Kohut directs the Pew Research Center for the People and the Press and joins us in our studio. Thanks very much for being with us.
Happy to be with you, Scott.
And just tell us what you've discerned from this welter of latest polls.
Well, very consistent response. The public consistently saying they support the husband's decision to remove the feeding tube, anywhere from 55% to 65%, but even larger majorities, 70% and 80%, saying Congress and the president have no right getting involved in this decision. The public really disapproves of governmental involvement in the Schiavo case.
Mm-hmm. Now, let me ask you, because the president's last job approval rating was somewhat above 50%. We learned this week it's now below 50%. How much of that do you think can fairly be tied to the Schiavo case?
Well, you can never be certain, but there's a pretty good chance that we've had some backlash. We not only saw the president's approval ratings fall, the CBS poll released in the middle of the week showed Congress's approval ratings dipping by 8 percentage points. Mm-hmm. Now, there are lots of other things that are not so good going on now. Gas prices going up, discontent with Social Security, still concerns about the economy. But for these numbers to all fall so sharply in a week, which has been dominated by only one story, the Schiavo case, would lead one to conclude that bucking public opinion, when it is so unified, there may be a price to pay.
There's polling information that says that even people who describe themselves as evangelical Christians are not supportive of the president on this issue.
Views about life aren't nearly as consistently ideological as one might believe. How you think about abortion or how you think about the death penalty can be quite different, and quite different from how you feel about end-of-life issues or how you feel about stem cell research. I mean, this is a public that has recently been telling us in polls that they support creationism being taught over evolution. Yet when it comes to stem cell research or it comes to this decision, they're on the other side of the scale in terms of the culture of life, so to speak.
Andrew Kohut is director of the Pew Research Center for the People and the Press. Andy, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Scott.